With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Supreme Court hearing on whether Colorado can remove President Trump from its primary ballot has ended. A decision's expected before the Super Tuesday primaries next month. The case stems from a Colorado Supreme Court decision that removed Mr. Trump from the primary ballot. A ruling in favor of the former president would stop other states that are trying to do the same thing. In oral arguments, Trump lawyer Jonathan Mitchell said the Colorado case was incorrectly decided.
President Trump is not covered by Section 3 because the president is not an officer of the United States, as that term is used throughout the Constitution. Officer of the United States refers only to appointed officials, and it does not encompass elected individuals such as the president or members of Congress.
Former President Trump wins the Republican caucuses in Nevada and the U.S. Virgin Islands, moving one step closer to the GOP presidential nomination. Mr. Trump also won the Republican caucuses in Iowa and New Hampshire. Also at SRNnews.com, Russian President Vladimir Putin says he's open to negotiating with the U.S. regarding the war in Ukraine. During an interview with Tucker Carlson on Thursday, Putin said Russia has never refused negotiations, said he welcomes efforts from Washington to discuss a peace agreement. The Russian leader spent most of the interview talking about the history of the two countries. The results of an investigation into Biden's mishandling of classified documents were released on Thursday. The 400-page report, special counsel Robert Hur wrote that Biden's memory was significantly limited, also raised questions as to if he remembered the timing of his own son's death and when he was vice president. Thursday's report also said the president willfully retained and disclosed classified military and national security documents, but he will not face charges. This is SRN News. It appears that most pastors do not preach about gambling.
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds the vast majority of America's Protestant clergymen do not support gaming and are dismayed by the explosion of sports betting that has beset the nation. But the survey also finds only 7% of pastors have ever preached against gambling from the pulpit. In fact, 56% say they haven't felt any need to do so. This despite the fact that tens of millions of people are placing wagers every week. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT agenda is advancing in traditionally conservative Japan. A court in the western portion of the country has approved a woman's request to have her gender changed in official records to male without undergoing sterilization surgery. Japan used to require the procedure before a person could legally live as the opposite sex, but the country's top court recently changed that law. This is SRN News. Stocks in the day slightly higher in Thursday trading.
Stocks ticked higher to set more records as evidence piled up to show the job market remains solid. The S&P 500 inched up 0.1% Thursday. The Dow added 48 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite gained 0.2%. Small company stocks outpaced the rest of the market. The government reported that fewer workers applied for unemployment benefits last week than had been expected. Disney jumped more than 11% after reporting stronger than expected profit for its latest quarter. Disney also said its video streaming business is getting closer to being profitable. PayPal slumped more than 11%. The company gave a profit outlook that fell short of what analysts were looking for. Seth Sutel, New York.
A person in Central Oregon has been diagnosed with bubonic plague. It's the first time in nearly a decade that a case of plague has occurred in Oregon. More details at srnnews.com.